first person singular. The views expressed in this piece are those of the writer. Jason Scores says the choice in November is simple and clear.
One of the enduring myths about politics is that politicians are all liars, and so it's not worth paying attention to what they say they are going to do. This is almost completely the opposite of the truth. Bush, too, said he was going to privatize Social Security, and he tried to. Obama said healthcare was his priority, and that's where he spent almost all his political capital. Biden said climate was his priority and building the middle class, and he passed the biggest climate bill in world history and has done everything he can to promote wages at the bottom, including being the first president to stand on a picket line, negotiating drug prices with Big Pharma, and forgiving over $100 billion in student debt. And so when the Orange God King speaks like Hitler, saying that immigrants are poisoning our blood, and says his campaign is all about retribution, believe it, it's not a joke. And anyone who thinks it is either a fool or someone who wants to rationalize a vote for a fascist because of some other pet issue they think he will deliver on. So I'll say it again. This election is about democracy versus fascism, about basic human decency versus human barbarism. Say what you will about Biden, but he is clearly a decent man who loves his country and is working hard to help all Americans, as well as to help democracy around the world. And his opponent is the opposite, one of the worst human beings to ever hold public office, someone without any redeeming qualities, corrupt and criminal to the core. The choice is simple.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay Area. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.